us your story.
Well, I grew up in a rural county in Mississippi, and during World War II, I qualified for an officer training program and was sent to a place called Illinois Institute of Technology. I'd never heard of it.
I'd heard of it.
We were asked to put down our preference, and I asked for Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi, and was sent to Illinois Tech in Chicago, which I'd never heard of. I didn't know it, but my good friend Norman Ferris was in Chicago as a younger Norman Ferris at that time.
Yeah, my father went to Illinois Tech for 1 year and played basketball.
Anyway, I got a degree in chemistry along with my commission, and I was sent out to Japan to Yokosuka Naval Base, and I was there for 7 months, and a remarkable experience.
When was that?
But it was 46, 47.
Okay, so after the, okay.
Yeah. Then I came home from Japan in 47 and got a job as a research chemist at Masonite Corporation. Mm. And I decided very soon that I was not a good research chemist. And one of my good friends blew up an oven and they fired him, so I decided I better get out of that. So I wanted to be a teacher, and I loved history, and I wanted to coach basketball. I coached a basketball team in Japan, and I coached one in Laurel, Mississippi. And so I went to the University of Alabama and got a master's, and then I stayed on and got a doctorate there. And I was given a job at Virginia Tech, and I was there for 3 years. And then an opening came up here, and Dr. Bob Corlew, a good friend of mine whom I'd met at Alabama, called and asked me if I'd be interested in this job, and I came down and interviewed and was hired. So I began here in 1955 and stayed on until 34 years, right? And so I've been retired 20 years, and since that time I've stayed busy. For one thing, I was involved with a group called Great American Sing-Along, my late wife, my first wife, about 30 years ago, created an organization called Great American Sing-Along because she wanted to do music therapy for shut-ins, for people in nursing homes and the hospital, the VA hospital. So we formed a group, and we got a professional pianist to play for us, and we went out and we sang at the veterans' home, the VA hospital, and all of the nursing homes in this area. We sang songs of the 40s and 50s that they all knew. And after she died, I kept this thing going for about 20, I was in there 20 years as president, you might say. And it's still going. I'm out of it now because I can't sing anymore. I can't stand to hear myself sing. But anyway, it's still going. It's a very small organization. Also, I was involved with the county food bank. I was on the board for 6 years. And for 2 or 3 years, I delivered milk from the Heritage Dairy Farm to the food bank once a week in my truck. And then also I've been involved with a group called Adventures in Learning for about 20 years. We started about 1990, and I've served as a lecturer and also a co-director, and we're still going strong. We're getting bigger every year. We are holding this thing this year at First Methodist Church. We had 400 people last year, older adults. They come, we have 12 classes on the four Mondays in September and October. And we have professors from MTSU. Dr. Ferris has lectured for us, and we offer courses in Civil War. I did a course on the Natchez Trace last year, and this year I'm going to do a course on the American West, revisited, I call it. And finally, I've been involved with a lecture called the Wyndham Lecture, which my late wife and I established in 1990. And for about 19 years, we have brought in people in liberal arts once a year to speak. This last year, we had Jared Diamond, who wrote Collapse and Guns, Germs, and Steel. It was our lecture, and he was a great
TV
draw.
We
had an overflow crowd for him.
Yeah, I say, wasn't that a TV series?
Excuse me?
Wasn't that a television series, Guns?
Yeah, he did. It was a television series, right? Yeah. He did a tremendous job for us. So I'm involved with that. I work with the dean, with Connie Huddleston, in getting a lecture every year. So.